P1s have been asking for this with the Philadelphia Eagles imploding, having lost four of their last five games and basically giving the division to the Cowboys. They've wanted us to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. So, Creighton, let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers morning show in Philly and see what they're saying.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right,
thanks.
Dan Campbell,
head coach. What?
That was a little tense. Well, you got tense with him. He forced you to say what your criticism right in front of him.
Well, yeah, kick the extra point, then go to overtime and beat the Cowboys. Don't lose to the Cowgirls.
I mean,
what are you doing?
Hey, dude, I got to tell you, man, you had some balls
to say that
in front of Dan Campbell.
Hey, well, you know, and I respect him because he's got balls.
What?
I don't know about Nick Sirianni if he has anything.
Oh, my God. All right, listen, before we get into that, Jimmy Amendola here. He's Tony Ragu with a Touchdown Brothers. Thanks to last hour's guest, Peter King and DJ Ringenberg. Really appreciate those guys coming on here. All right, look, there's no doubt about it. Nick Sirianni needs to go.
You got to fire him. I would fire him before they play the Giants on Sunday.
He has got to go.
Got to. This team was 10-1. 10-1 this team was, and now they're going to be a wild card team. A wild card team? The Eagles? This team, I'm telling you what, I would take Rich Kotite over Nick Sirianni at this point.
Isn't he dead?
What's the difference?
Yeah, I guess. Who cares? Hell, I'd rather have dead Buddy Ryan than Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Prop up the casket of bloated Buddy Ryan on the sidelines!
Yeah.
And he would call a better game than Nick Sirianni.
He would.
He would absolutely call a better game.
He totally would.
Moment of silence, Buddy Ryan.
Paulie in
What are you doing? We were doing a moment of silence.
I know, but I thought we were going to calls.
What was that?
I don't know.
What
are you?
This is the moment of silence now. This is the moment of silence now. All right, that was the moment of silence, Buddy Ryan. All right, listen.
Hey, by the way, did Buddy Ryan have one of his kids like a weird foot fetish or something?
Yeah, that was the Rex one, right?
One, yeah.
had the weird foot fetish deal. Yeah, that was a little bit. I mean, but you know, hey, different strokes. You know what I'm saying?
I take Rex Ryan. I'd take anybody right now outside of Nick Sirianni.
Foot fetish Rex Ryan alongside the casket of bloated Buddy Ryan calling a better game than Nick Sirianni.
Totally would take that.
Look, Nick Sirianni, I knew this guy was a fraud.
A fraud
when the camera caught him crying during the Chris Stapleton national anthem. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
That's not what a patriotic American male does. He doesn't cry during the anthem. Hey. He has a steak or a threesome during the anthem. You don't cry. I mean, he's over there on the sideline. Oh, I've had my tap in too long. I'm crying toxic shark tears. Boo! Oh, look at me, America. I should be a Dallas Cowboy. Get out of here and be a man. Real men don't cry.
Hey, I appreciate the rant, Jimmy, but, you know, real men cry. It's all right, you know.
What? Real men don't cry? Next thing you're going to tell me is that Jesus ate Tex-Mex or something. I mean,
what? Come
on.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just get these weird ideas sometimes.
I hate Tex-Mex.
You know?
Everybody hates Tex-Mex.
Oh, go on. All right, let's go to the phones.
All right.
And let's talk to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Man, amazing.
Worst of ever been.
Nick Sirianni's needs to be fired's rights nows.
Damn right.
Boy, that is the truth.
That's the truth. I refer to it.
My ideas is to bring back the great Dix Vermeils. Yes, I knows. You're going to say, but he's 87s. Well, Nick Sirianni's coaches like he's 107.
Burn! Oh, my God! He's on fire this morning!
And I think they need to trade Jalen Hurts this week. He's
tried to...
Hurts my eyes just to watch him play.
I know where you're coming from. I know
he hurts my balls just to watch him play.
Boy, Sal, you're on fire. Man, you really are on fire.
If Wheeze don't beat the Giants this weekend...
May not.
Then I am going to jump off the top of the Rocky statues.
But it's only like a, five almost minutes. A 6-foot drop.
Anywho's, we've lost to the Cardinals.
I know
it's the biggest embarrassment Philadelphia has ever had since that stupid Liberty Bell cracked.
Losings to the Cardinals is like losings to Arizona's.
Well, get the spirit of it, I guess.
Anyways, I have one question for you two guys.
Yeah, all what's right? that there, Sal?
Do the Eagles suck or what?
Oh! They do! They do!
Coming up next now, Justin Montemayor joins us to tell us why King of Queens should have been Randall Cunningham's favorite show. That's next on
Man, they are upset in Philly.
I'm so worn out. Let's take a nap after listening to them.